Conclusion. This brief exposition is not intended to overemphasize the differences between Islam and the Judeo-Christian traditions, nor does it imply that there is nothing in common between Islam and Judaism, Christianity, or other religions. Such an inference would clearly contradict the Islamic concept of the history of religions. Such a concept can be summarized as follows. All authentic divine revelations proceeded from the same universal God of all. As such, authentic and original teachings of all messengers of God were essentially the same. Slight differences might have existed, but only in detailed rites and regulations. As time went on, authentic and original teachings of various prophets were lost, changed, or intermingled with philosophical and theological interpretations to the extent that even the concept of God was given various contradictory explanations, ranging from attributing divinity to trees, stars, animals, spirits, or even human beings, for example, Buddha and Jesus, peace be upon him. It was by God's grace that his eternal message to humanity was perfected and purified from all alien elements, presented in its pristine form to humanity at large, not anymore to be subject to any loss or change. Such is the universal, eternal, divine, purified, and perfected message that Muhammad, peace be upon him, brought to humanity. The fact that God has chosen an illiterate Arab who was neither a Jew nor a Christian to carry this noble message does, by no means, justify the tremendous energy spent by Jewish or Christian Orientalists or missionaries to belittle his mission by all means. Nor does it justify the distortions, unfairness, and lack of objectivity in what amounts to be an attempt to impute dishonesty on the noble characters of Muhammad, peace be upon him, directly or indirectly, openly or diplomatically. Any fair and logical study of Muhammad's history and characters, peace be upon him, would leave no room to doubt of any ulterior motive to fabricate his claim of prophethood and divine revelation. It does not stand to reason to say that the book, the Quran, that caused a far-reaching spiritual, moral, social, economic, and political revolution that changed the course of history was a product of convulsive epileptic seizures. Nor does it stand to reason to say that this book was a product of a simple and illiterate desert dweller. The brief discussion of the so-called Judeo-origins, Christian origins, or Judeo-Christian origins of Islam, even in one single topic, is only self-explanatory. But what then holds an honest and open-minded seeker of the truth from admitting the divine source of Islam? Does it seem too much for the rational and scientific mind to accept the concept of divine revelation? It would perhaps be plausible if those who denied Muhammad's truthfulness, peace be upon him, were all atheists, since divine revelation, in their view, is all superstition. It is hardly plausible to see devout Jewish or Christian Orientalists and missionaries, whose own faith is based on divine revelation, trying to dismiss the desert dweller's claim of prophethood, although his life and character leave no reason to doubt his sincerity and truthfulness. Might it not be better for humanity to turn to its loving Creator, receive His universal message to humanity with no prejudice or cynicism, to reflect on it and implement it in man's life? Could that bring about unity, happiness, and peace to our conflict-torn world? This is Wes Malik. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Muhammad's Prophethood, An Analytical View by Jamal A. Badawi. This audiobook was produced by Islamic Audiobooks Central. Text copyright 2020 by the author. Production copyright 2020 by Islamic Audiobooks Central. All rights reserved. Thank you for listening. The end.